William Charles Davis, Trenches. It is a warm shop. Sunday. Dear Charlie, since I last wrote you, we've shifted to another part of the line, and it is a warm shop, for both sides must have all guns they can find, and it's nothing but one long duel all day and every day. But, thank goodness, it gives over a bit at night, so that one can get on with their work. You see, of a night, the flashing of guns can be seen plainly. That's why they don't fire a lot of them, then. Just on our right, our people retook some trenches we'd lost. Oh, what a rough time the poor devils had there. Snow and mud as much as you like. They had to lay in it for 2 days, and grub couldn't be got to them. I see by the papers that their air raids have been very busy in England again. I suppose you've not seen anything of them yet. Has Rory Moore had any more fights? We have the Torbs over our hospital nearly every day, all night, and I can tell you we've got some starts at times. The nearest we've come to them since I've been here has just been 1 yard from the main door. At 12:30, it blew in 2 pairs of double doors and shattered on one end of the buildings, but not a great deal of damage to life, which, after all, is the main thing. The arrangements we work in is 5 or 6 days up the line and 4 or 5 down, if you're lucky. Of course, at times, these arrangements go to pop. Now, when there's an attack, or when we get a warm time, and well, I should like to enlarge on these things, but of course you understand I cannot. Give my calm regards to all, and trusting you are well, yours, Will.